This is WTAQ's entry in the category Best Newscast.
103 WTAQ News starts now.
Sunny skies, but a cool 38 degrees out there. Pepetoniac with the holiday weekend forecast for you. That's coming up. Good morning. I'm Robert Kennedy.
A lot of people's lives, unfortunately, will be turned upside down today.
It's a grueling fire that just did not quit. Green Bay Metro Fire Department, along with help from 21 area fire departments, were on the scene at Hilltop Place Apartments in Alloway overnight. 9 hours in, the fire officially under control. The 74-unit complex being called a total loss. Renee McGowan watched her apartment go up in smoke.
I'm 19 years old and I've worked my ass up. And to see it all just go into flames, it's sickening.
Green Bay Metro Fire says the fire spread in the older building because it got into a shared attic space. There were also no sprinklers. 3 firefighters injured. All the residents got out safely. Jeff Flint has been standing by at the fire scene through most of the morning. Jeff, set the scene for us. What's it like out there now and what's going to be happening today?
Well, Robert, burned out doors and windows are what's left here at 3415 Hilltop Place as fire crews begin the arduous task of sifting through rubble to find out what caused one of the largest fires ever in the Green Bay area. 107 residents were displaced on Thursday. Sean Kaiser with the American Red Cross is with me now. And Sean, how did your agency help those yesterday?
Well, we made contact with the residents, the displaced residents, and try to figure out how we can help them with their immediate basic needs. Certainly try to get them back on their feet as quick as possible with food, shelter, and clothing.
And what can folks do if they want to help those displaced?
Well, we ask for your financial donations. That is the best way to help the American Red Cross. I know a lot of people are always offering to donate clothes or food, and that's just too difficult for us to try to gather and collect and distribute. It takes a lot of resources and energy. So best way to do it is make a financial donation at your local Red Cross office.
Thank you, Sean Kaiser with the Red Cross. Officials say it will be days before we could find out the cause of this massive blaze. Live in Alloway, Jeff Flint, WTAQ News.
Thanks very much, Jeff. Democrats making an unsuccessful push to require background checks for all gun purchases in Wisconsin. That motion from Milwaukee Representative John Richards would have added language to the state budget that requires gun sales to go through a federally licensed firearms dealer, closing what is commonly called the gun show loophole. A Racine dad is accused of leaving 6 kids unsupervised, resulting in a toddler who was badly burned. William Pearson arrested after the 1-year-old was taken to the hospital. Pearson went to work, left the kids all under the age of 10. Alone with their mother, who was reportedly sleeping after taking pain medication. 4 people hurt when a car plows into a bus shelter in Milwaukee. Police say the driver of that car suffered some sort of medical emergency, crashed right through the shelter. One of those hurt, a 6-month-old boy. None of the injuries are believed to be life-threatening. The driver arrested for having a revoked license. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation unveiling a new state marketing tool for businesses looking at relocating or starting here.
WisConsin.com is meant to serve as a one-stop shop for economic development opportunities and resources for the state of Wisconsin.
WEDAC VP of Marketing Kelly Light says the site provides info to site selectors, details programs and incentives, and highlights business opportunities all around the state. Sports and weather coming your way next, and Governor Walker takes his message to Iowa, but no talk of a presidential run. That story coming your way at 7:30. I'm Robert Kennedy, WTAQ News Time 706.